Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson. And today's guest says that she helps people find hope and healing after devastating loss. She is the author of Victorious Heart, which details her handling of grief over the loss of her 17-year-old daughter. It also provides insightful advice for those seeking to support and help those who grieve. She also has a blog, and through her blog, Wild Victorious Heart, and her book, and speaking, she acts as a grief mentor to others in need. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Ms. Kim Peacock. Welcome, Kim.
Well, thank you so much, Jackie. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited because, you know, nobody is excited about loss per se, but what I'm excited about is the fact that you are helping people find hope and to deal with their grief in a way that is positive and productive. So many people don't know what to do after it happens, but you have found a way and you have used that pain and turned it into a greater purpose. And so we want the audience to hear your story. Can you share your story?
I would be honored to. I was raised a Christian. My family, we went to church. I thought growing up that if I did all the good little Christian things, that nothing bad would happen to me. I mean, I knew I would have bumps in the road, but I really had a false theology of if I did my part, God would do his part and we would all, you know, everything would be fine. And, you know, I would go through my little tribulations, but our family, my husband and I had been married before previously to other people. And we came to our marriage with each a daughter. And so Nicole and Lisa, when we got married, we were an instant little family. Then we had a daughter together and then we adopted a son from Russia at that time. And so I thought, oh, this is it. You know, I did what I was supposed to do. And I didn't think I was great, but I just thought if I just did what I was supposed to do, everything would go fine. And that theology was challenged in 1998 when we were on a family vacation and our oldest daughter, Nicole, we were riding off-roaders in Pismo Beach, California, and we looked up in time to see her go off a steep cliff and she landed at the bottom. And those moments, of course, I only remember snapshots. I don't remember the whole thing. The Lord really has protected my mind in that. But that day our lives changed and she passed away and she went to be with Jesus that day. And so that challenged everything that I ever believed. It thrust me into a really dark, hard time that I thought I would not recover from. But God graciously scooped me up and every day helped me to function. But it was very difficult. And what I had to realize over the months after that is I had to come to find out or come to decide, was the faith I had before or I said I had before, was that real? Was my faith in God real? Was he real? Did I do something wrong? It brought in all of these questions. I thought maybe I was being punished for a rebellious youth or something I didn't realize, or maybe God didn't love me or that I wasn't important to him. Mm. Any of those things that we challenge that challenges our faith. And it took me into a time of wrestling with my faith. And what I realized through that, even in my anger, of trying to wrestle with that, is that he didn't owe me an explanation. He didn't owe me an answer to what he did. A matter of fact, if he were to tell me his reasons why, my spirit couldn't contain it. There is no way my spirit can contain his ways. His ways are higher than our ways. And so every day I had to wrestle with that. And he came to me every day. He didn't turn away from me. His eyes were on me. And I actually believe that he grieved with me. I believe God scooped me up every day, and he just grieved with me, and he held me every day, and he walked me through that pain. And through that, I realized that he, his ways, I couldn't handle what he had for me, but that he was with me the whole time, and that he would heal my heart. He would give me hope. In Thessalonians, it talks about how we do grieve, but we grieve with hope. And I think as Christians, a lot of times we're either on one side or the other. We believe that we shouldn't be grieving, because if we were grieving, then we didn't have, then we didn't have faith. Or on the other side, it may just make us lose our faith. But what happened during that time is that I realized I did grieve. He walked with me, but I could grieve with hope. And he gave me so much of a deeper understanding of him in my limited capacity, of course. But he, I came to know him in a deeper way. He actually expanded my believing of him. And through that, he brought me healing. And I also came to realize that I wasn't going to be like I was before. When we think about healing, we think about being restored to how we were before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like losing a limb.
Yeah.
If someone loses a limb, they need to learn to walk again in a whole new way. They need to, or, use their arms in a whole new way. When you're altered by grief, and that's what happens with grief, it alters us. It's not a returning, but the Lord brings, he redeems our pain, and he redeems that into a beautiful way. I've been able to learn to walk in a whole new way. So he has brought me through an amazing journey. And then within that, I feel like my mandate from him is to show others how to do that as well.
Yeah.
And through my book, Victorious Heart, I feel like he has helped me to help others in that.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've mentioned that in the introduction about your book. So I would love for you to just expound on it a bit more, and maybe even share how you have seen it help other people.
Okay. It took me a long time to complete writing it, because grief was in layers for me.
Mm-hmm.
Grief is not really a linear journey. And so as I was journaling and writing things down, trying to think, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do with this pain that I have? And as you're healing me, we're not healed and we're not comforted just for our own selves. We are comforted so we can be a conduit to the world, to other people. And so as I started writing the book, I realized that I needed to share our story, but not just our story. It's not about what has happened in my life, but it's like, okay, these are some things that the Lord showed me. And when we were going through the grief, especially in the early days, I really looked for resources that would show me that we could have victory in the grief, that we could have hope in the grief. And a lot of times I just didn't find anything that resonated with my heart. So I wanted this book to be that. So it goes through some of the different stages that I went through, and they're not the typical stages of grief, as, like I said, not a linear journey, but just even how to kind of navigate the service, planning for the service. Also navigating how, once everybody else goes back to work and goes back to life, and I'm still left in that grieving place, how do I function? What are some things that help me?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have chapters on working through holidays and birthdays. As you have those first anniversaries come up, those can be very painful. So how were some things that helped me? And so at the end of each chapter, I have what's called grief notes. And that's just like a little synopsis. Okay, these are some things that helped me through the stage.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have a section called Loving Them Well. And loving them well is for those people that are walking alongside someone in grief.
Mm-hmm.
These are some things that my friends did for me that helped me. And those will be clues for other people as you're walking with your friends and your loved ones through those painful times. And my husband works at cemeteries. He's a contractor, and he does work at you know, improving and expanding cemeteries. And one of the most amazing stories that I've heard are from him when he would see a parent grieving at a headstone, and after the person would leave, he'd go and look at the headstone and realize that it was a young person. And he would actually go up to them the next time they came to visit. And he would hug them. He would talk to them. He'd tell them a little bit of our story, and he'd give them my book. And because it is a ministry. And when the Lord arranges those divine connections, it's amazing. And he has had people come up to him afterward and said, thank you so much. That helped me so much. And especially that they know that they're not alone and that they're going to make it through their grief. And at the end, God, I really do believe God will bring beauty out of that. We just have to give our pain to him every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Such a beautiful story. Despite the tragic circumstances, it truly exemplifies when God says he'll bring beauty from ashes. Yes. So thank you for just being brave enough to share your story and want to help other people as they go through their various tragedies. So Kim, tell the people what's next for you.
It's always a mystery what's next, because I think I'm going to go in one direction and the Lord will say, so I'm very hesitant about saying what's next, because the Lord always goes, we're going to go this way. But he is so good to me. And I think mostly for me, I've realized I am good with speaking in front of groups, but what he has shown me is that to step more into the mentoring one-on-one with primarily women, and it can be loss of any type, a child, a husband, you know, anything, but that grief is so individual that I feel like the Lord is calling me to meet those women one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Because it's hard to do a one size fits all for grief. And so we just kind of walk through that in a mentoring relationship. So that's where I feel like, and I do feel the little bit of prompting of a devotional guide to go walk through like the first 90 days of grief. We'll see what happens with that. Yeah. But I do feel like that has been on the edges, because journaling helped me so much and writing my feelings down. And I look back now and they're kind of jumbled, but I wish I would have had something organized to ask me guided questions. So that may be out there as well.
Sounds good to me. But as the Lord leads, we will be watching. Tell people how they can connect with you.
My blog and my website is wildvictoriousheart.com. And on my blog, I just want to encourage people through daily life. And it's not always about grief. Sometimes it is, but it's always about struggles. It's usually what the Lord is teaching me at the moment. And so that's usually, we have to teach what he teaches us. And so that's how that's my blog. And then I have some links on there for interviews and some different resources. Also my book, there's a link to my book, Victorious Heart. It's also on Amazon or Barnes and Noble, wherever books are sold. And so I'm also on Instagram at Kim Peacock and Facebook at Kim Peacock. So I'm pretty much out there. I try to answer emails pretty promptly. And so, you know, I welcome anyone to reach out, and I will answer as soon as I can, as promptly as I can.
Thank you for sharing that information. We always want to keep the audience connected with our guests. Now, as we wrap up your interview, I would love for you to give the audience a final word. What is the one thing you feel like they need to know and that they can implement in their life today?
I would like to tell people that they will make it through this grief. There is beauty and hope in these dark times. You know, scripture says that he takes us through the valley. He walks with us through the valley of the shadow of death, but we're walking. It's not a place we stay. That valley is dark. It's painful. And I know that they don't feel like they will make it through. I did not feel like I would make it through. It's hard to convey that in words in, you know, a 30-minute podcast, but it is imperative that people understand every day, step into your grief. It's going to hurt. It's going to be hard, but give your pain to God every single day. He will send people around you to support you, but to do it every day, you're not alone and you will make it through.
Thank you for sharing that word. CWS audience, you have heard her. The one thing that stood out to me is this: give your pain to God every day and let him walk with you through this. You will, it is not a place for you to stay, but it is a place for you to go through. And just like Kim did, you'll come out on the other side and you will know that you have experienced the hope and the new life that God is creating for you. And it's not in vain. There is a greater purpose to all that you have gone through. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.